Thank you, Susan. It's a pleasure to have Brenda with us today. First of all, Brenda, what is the Classmate Reader?
The Classmate Reader is a new portable digital talking book player that does more than reading books. You can listen to MP3 files, WAV files, text files. It's also a DAISY player, so it's accessible to be able to navigate text. That gives you just a summary of what it does. It has a lot of built-in study tools as well that we are able to use within the text, which is different than most MP3 players.
Could you explain what eText and NEMIS files are?
Yeah, let's look at the NEMIS file to begin with. The NEMIS file stands for the National Instructional Materials Accessibility Standard. And this was designed so that all publishers have a standard in creating their textbook materials so people don't have to scan in the future. And right now, there is a repository being collected as publishers create books to put into something called the NIMAC. But the NIMAC is that standard that allows for access to be able to go to pages, chapters, and sections to be able to navigate that book. That's the difference. That's what's special about the NIMAC files is that it's now accessible. And in regards to eText, eText stands for electronic text. We can find electronic text in many locations. If you use a Word document, for example, that can be eText. Also on the web, there's lots of information that is electronic, so it's old copyrighted books that you can access, and it's just the text. What is special about the Classmate with that is that we're able to read that on the players.
So it's NIMAS files as opposed to NEMIS files.
Yes. And there's a repository, just going a little deeper into that, called the NIMAC. And there's over 10,000 books that have been placed in that repository now, which is huge. So it's growing very quickly. This is accessible for individuals within a certain category that have a print disability. They have to be diagnosed to be able to have access to that special repository. It's not just anyone with a print disability. There is certain qualifications to access those files.
Brenda, what's an SD card and how is that used with the Classmate Reader?
The quick way to explain an SD card, it's like everyone has a digital camera, and to hold the information, they put it on an SD card, which stands for a scan disk card. That particular card holds the information. So the exact same card that you use typically for your digital cameras, you would use for the Classmate. It's just a way to have removable memory, and it's placed into the player. It holds those books. It holds different bookmarks, highlighting. So that's kind of what it does. And how do you use it with the Classmate? You just place it in. And there's files in there, and you'll go through and find them. So there's tutorials on that if you do purchase the Classmate, and you also can see something on the web regarding that to see how it's used.
What's the quality of the speech output with this product?
There are three voices available at this moment. We've just come out with a new upgrade, actually. 1.1 is available, which gives us access to MP3 and WAV. The voice quality is a nuanced text-to-speech engine. It's a high-quality text-to-speech engine. It's come a long way from when I started using programs to read to myself. It's come a long way. It's more human, and some people can, it depends on who they are, but some people can't really tell that it is a digital speech output. So they're really coming along. There's other speech outputs out there that breathe. This one doesn't, but it's very good.
Brenda, when somebody is looking at a piece of text, how can a passage, a specific passage, be highlighted?
One of the things that's unique about the Classmate is that on the front of the Classmate is a screen. And so this helps individuals with learning disabilities to be able to synchronize the text and audio together. And when it's highlighted, actually visually it is being highlighted on the screen. So you're able to, it synchronizes it by word level, paragraph level, or sentence level, depending on whether it's in a DAISY book format. if it's in a text format, it's word level that it's synchronized, and there's a little highlighter that goes with each of the words as it goes. It does it automatically, and they're called tags, and they connect with the words or the passages.
How can a page be bookmarked?
There is an easy feature that we have within the Classmate. It's in our Tools button, and they are able to just enter in a bookmark if they want to. There's a variety of study tools that have been implemented on the Classmate, not only bookmarking, but we have text notes, so individuals can write a little passage if they want to. They can also put in voice notes if they would like to, as well as highlight passages that are interesting to that person, or how do I explain this? If you wanted to identify something for a test or something to come back to, there's different ways to highlight in 9 different ways. So bookmarking is one mark and one location, but there's a variety of way of bookmarking text in the best way that a person might learn that information.
How easily can things like fonts, line spacing, and text scrolling speed be adjusted?
Those buttons are very easy to access. We have a main menu, and within that we are able to select our font that we would like to have, as well as the size, the line spacing, word spacing. All of that is very easy. It's just a touch of a button. It's a visual screen that comes up and is displayed. So if you use it for a while and you don't like it, you're able to change it quickly. And the text scrolling speed can be adjusted. It depends on how the passage is tagged, and it will just automatically advance as it is read. So that's done automatically. If you want to read faster, there's a button that just increases our speed to read information.
How can the volume and speed of the reading, a very important thing, be changed?
Yeah, this is actually a critical piece within the Classmate, and just talking about that speed and that volume, the quality of voice does not change. It does not turn into a chipmunk. Yes, if you put it at 14, it's very quick, but it doesn't go into a high-pitched sound. There's a button on the left-hand side of the Classmate, and it's just a button that you arrow up with. You also have, it's an interactive touchscreen, so you can drag your speed or volume up, and that can be changed very quickly to increase or decrease. And it depends on the reader and the content in which you would want to change the speed of the reading so that you're able to understand that. Sometimes we need to decrease that speed so that we can understand detailed information. But if we are just auditorily scanning, we might want to increase that speed. So there's buttons. There's about 3 different ways to access that on the Classmate. Very easy to do with just the touch of a button.
Brenda, how is Classmate Reader powered?
It's powered through a lithium-ion battery, and you can plug it in. And once it's charged up, it will have a 7 hours of playback time. And so you don't have to change batteries or anything. You also can power, if you had used up all of your juice, you can power the player while it's being recharged. So you have 7 hours of dedicated time, and that's a lot of time. It really works within the hours of, you know, how many hours you would use in a school day.
Brenda, you mentioned early on that the Classmate Reader could be used as a Daisy book reader. How can the Classmate Reader be used as that? And is the Classmate Reader capable of supporting audiobooks from Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic?
Yes, the Classmate Reader was designed as a Daisy player, and we've added other formats as well. So it does support Daisy format on the front of the screen. We're able to navigate within your levels, so you're able to your pages, chapters, and sections very easily. We have a 4-way navigation button system on the right-hand side of the player, and you can just arrow up and down and how you would like to navigate that. In addition, we are able to play RFB&D audiobooks, and that particular file is all in audio at this time, and so you will not see the text on the screen, but you will hear the human voice read. You will be able to navigate between the pages, chapters, and sections, and to go back to locations and tags within that document.
Does Classmate Reader have USB ports, and can it be connected to a PC?
Yeah, to get information, going back to the SD card, the reason why we want to connect it to a laptop is to transfer information. So we do have a cable. It's a USB port that attaches. It's recognized as a mass storage device, and it's very easy to use. You can connect it to any computer because it's just a mass storage device, and you can drag and drop the information you need onto your SD card, which is in the Classmate. So it can be connected very easily and recognized. So if you wanted, for example, if you wanted to save a document, a Word document, you're able to go down and save. We have certain formats. You're able to save as TXT, HTML, or XML. And those particular file formats can be played on the Classmate, and you would just put it into the file that you want it read in.
How much does the Classmate Reader cost?
The Classmate Reader costs $479, but there is also specials if you want to purchase multiple purchases of 10 or more. You would need to contact HumanWare or Don Johnson to get that information and the price breaks.
And in getting to that, how can listeners get more information?
Sure. The Classmate can be actually purchased online if you want some more information. We have a website that contains information about the Classmate. It is at www.humanware.com, and that's W-A-R-E. So that's humanware.com. Or you can also go to Don Johnson Incorporated, and their web address is donjohnston.com. Don Johnson's phone number is 1-800-999-4660, and the HumanWare phone number is 1-800-722-3397. So the HumanWare phone number is 1-800-722-3393.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We've been speaking with Brenda McBride with HumanWare. This is Eye on Vision.